Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. Don't you love Jesus? Hallelujah. What a glorious hour and day in which to be alive. Well, you look around at the world and things don't look very well, but let me tell you, all is well in the camp of the Lord. God's people are being stirred. God's people are waking up. God's people are beginning. Those who have ears to hear, those who have eyes to see, those who have appropriated eye salve from the Lord, those who are desiring to return to their first love, those who are willing to weep between the porch and the altar, those who are willing to walk according to the uncompromised Word of God. Beloved, there is a stirring of the body of Christ. And if you are feeling a hunger in your heart and a stirring in your spirit, the Spirit of God is calling you, moving us into a new place. And I've been sharing just a simple scripture, that beautiful passage found in Isaiah, the 40th chapter. That entire chapter is glorious. However, we were looking at the last three verses, especially verse 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And beloved, this particular passage, this promise has nothing to do with physical limitations, because if you look at the two preceding verses, the word says He, God, will give power to those who are ready to faint, those who don't have strength, those who have no might. He will increase their strength, and even the young people, the youths, the young men, they shall faint, they shall be weary, they shall utterly fall. But those that wait upon the Lord, and there's no age limit there. Some of, as I said, the greatest signs and wonders will be among the elderly. So, beloved, if you're up there in years, don't feel that your best days of ministry are gone. I believe they're just ahead. Look at Moses. He didn't get started until he was 80 years old. Look at Caleb. He was 80 years old before he finally spoke to Joshua, and he said, "Now it's time. Give me my mountain." that Moses had promised him 40 years earlier. He had to wait a long time and go through all the desert experiences of the wilderness because of those who believed the report of the spies. He had a good report, but he was able to say way back then, "We are well able to take the land." And beloved, I want the power of the Holy Spirit to get it in your spirit that you are well able to take your land, whatever it is, whatever's before you. Do you know what? I'm telling you, when the Israelites were ready to go into Canaan, those 10 spies, they weren't overreacting. They weren't just a bunch of wimpy, scared, unskilled fighters or warriors. There were literal giants there. And now, some people say, well, you know, that's just, you know, just an exaggeration. They might have been an extremely tall man, someone that had this, you know, there's a condition where gigantism, where hormones aren't normal and a person can grow to, you know, a fairly large height. But no, these were it says very clearly in Genesis 6 that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were fair. They went in unto them, and giants were born, men of renown. Beloved, there's a whole lot in the Bible that is not explicit, but the more you study, the more you understand and study the resources that are available to us, the internet, YouTube, I'm telling you, we are in a battle of the ages. But beloved, so the point of what I'm making is they had reason to fear David was going against a seasoned warrior, Goliath, but he said, "You come against me with sword and spear, but I come against you in the name of the Lord." And beloved, that's what I'm wanting you to lay hold of. It doesn't matter your circumstances. You may be up in years, you may be very young in years. If the Lord is with you, that's all that matters. The battle is not yours, it is the Lord's. In this hour in which we're living, beloved, there's a flood tide of satanic attacks. And only as we learn to wield the power and the sword of the power that's given to us through the Holy Spirit, as we wield the sword of the Spirit and hold that shield of faith in front of us, then we can begin to walk in that victory that Christ has provided for us. Then we will begin to literally experience, in a way we never have before, the victory which is ours. Beloved, we have to understand what happened at Calvary. Satan was stripped of his power. Jesus stripped him of his power. So us, not only at the time, those who's his disciples who were living, but we who would be born centuries later, we would not be under his dominion. He did it for the entire human race, for every living soul. Isaiah 59 and 19 states that when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Now, beloved, I don't know, I was raised spiritually, you know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, comma, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And I've heard others say, well, you know, the comma doesn't belong there. So when the enemy shall come in, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift a standard against him. Well, beloved, you can take whichever version or interpretation you desire. I've actually experienced both. I don't know about you. I've had times when the enemy has come in like a flood. The Lord has been faithful. He did lift up a standard. But beloved, let's not minimize the attacks that we go under. So often in wanting to appear full of faith, we'll say, oh, well, you know, we've got power over the enemy. And there are times when the enemy does come in. Look at Job. My goodness, he was the confusion, the trauma he was under when he was the most perfect man in all the earth. The words, that's what the Lord says. And so we have to understand that we are in warfare. The devil hates us, but that we can trust the Lord no matter whatever capacity we may be tried, no matter how the enemy is fighting us, the Spirit of the Lord will come in and he will be our shield, our rock, our high tower. The name of the Lord is a high tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. And beloved, the Holy Spirit is the restraining force against the power of Satan. The Holy Spirit, I believe, will never be taken completely from the earth, even when the saints are raptured, because then, of course, no one, it's the Holy Spirit that draws men to Jesus. But the standard that Isaiah speaks of in this passage, Isaiah 59, 19, is Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit will lift up Jesus to check the attack of the enemy. In Hebrews, the second chapter, verses 14 and 15, we're told that Jesus Christ has destroyed Satan's power over man, that through death, he might destroy him that has the power of death. That is the devil. And that Greek word means to render powerless. That's what he did. He did it legally. He did it in our place. 1 John 3 and 8 states that for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. And that Greek word luo, destroy, means to loose, to dissolve, to sever, to break, to demolish. Luke 10 and 19, Jesus made he was attracting there. He said, behold, listen to me. I have given you, these are words for us today, beloved, authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and physical and mental strength and ability. That's what he's giving us over all the power that the enemy possesses. And nothing shall in any way harm you. That's verse 20. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits are subject to you. And he goes on to say, but rejoice that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And then you might say, well, Sister Glass, then why is it that the enemy seems so powerful and he's able to inflict such grievous wounds? Beloved, I believe it's Jesus has done. He's not going to do any more. He's done everything that needs to be done. But it's because we, the children of God, have not fully appropriated the fact that Jesus Christ has destroyed the work of Satan against us. Potentially, Jesus Christ has delivered every child of God from the devil's power. But we have to agree with it. Remember what I shared on previous broadcast, Amos 3, unless two walk together, they can't be agreed. And so Jesus, the Lord, his word is truth. His word is established in heaven. It will never change. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will not. But we have to, not just with words, that's good, but in our hearts, we have to be convinced of the fact. If the enemy can make us afraid, if he can make us feel that, well, maybe we're not going to get through this time, or, you know, maybe the Lord, he's not going to be faithful. You've fallen too many times. You keep going back in the same old rut, and you think God's going to deliver you again. You know the kinds of lies. The devil knows exactly how to tailor make each attack against God's children. But beloved, we have to proclaim it. We have to believe it. We have to put it into operation by our abiding and living faith. We can certainly believe, you could believe, agree with everything I've said. You can believe it, but somehow when it comes down to personally appropriating it, that's when we suffer lack. And somehow we can believe it for everybody else, but for our own lives. And that's beloved, is what God wants to deal with. Let me close in prayer. Father, you see, there's just a few moments, but I pray for those who have doubts, that they've lost hope, Lord, and faith even, that they can walk in this kind of victory, in this kind of abundant life that you've promised. And I rebuke that lie in Jesus' name. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will minister them in such a way that they will realize, lay hold of the fact that victory is possible for them. They won't accept the lies of the devil, that things aren't going to change. But Father, you make all things new. And I release the newness and the freshness of the Holy Spirit to be operating in their life in a way they've never known before, in Jesus' wonderful name. And you alone, Lord, will get the praise and the honor and the glory for it. We thank you for it. Amen. Well, I wish I had an hour to go on right now, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. But I promise I'll be back tomorrow. I invite you to tune in. And if you miss us at any time, you can always go to the website on bellchrist.org and listen anytime at your convenience. I love you. Thank you for your prayers. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.